Okay, my name is Mike Seltzer. I'm a principal research in the Speech and Dialogue Research Group at Microsoft. And what we're showing here today is Microsoft's custom speech service. This is part of Cognitive Services, Microsoft's umbrella of services that are available in our mission to democratize AI research and development. Microsoft has world-class speech recognition. Our algorithms and models are clearly state-of-the-art. But for some developers who have a different need or have a particular application in mind, they may be able to get better performance by customizing the models. And so this is very relevant if you have an application with particular jargon or vocabulary. And it's also relevant if you have an application deployed in a particular environment, so for example, a noisy factory floor. So what we allow you, the user to do, or the developer to do, is to bring their own data and customize the models to their application. And so the way we do that is with this custom speech service. You can log in, create an account, and upload your own data. And so I'll give you a quick example of a model we've built here. This is for an application. We're pretending that this is a kiosk in an airport, and someone would go up and want to get some kind of flight information. And you can imagine that terminal of an airport is very, very noisy. And of course, the vocabulary is very specific to travel requests. And so we've basically taken that those things and used that to customize the model. And so for example, if we give a sample query here, you'll see that the request was for something that's showing, please show only class Q. And so you can see, for example, here that the baseline model, because it was very noisy, it's not possible you weren't able to hear it on the video, but it's a very noisy utterance, that the baseline recognizer did a very poor job, whereas the custom recognizer did a very good job. And in fact, that allowed us to then get the intent of the user very accurately. You can see here we were able to figure out that this is a flight information request, whereas here we were unable to figure out what the intent of the user is at all. Now, in addition to the various ways developers can do this on their own, we've also taken the service and applied it to PowerPoint in a way that enables presenters to basically have customized transcriptions for all their slides. So for example, here's a PowerPoint slide I took from the web involving organic chemistry. And if I can start, and what we do is we take all the material that's in the slide, all the text, and we use that, we take all that text to update the language model of the speech recognizer. In addition, we do an intelligent crawl to go and retrieve, based on these words, other information from the web that can be used to inform the model. And so all that happens, that goes seamlessly behind the scenes to build an updated custom endpoint that can do a great transcription of your material. So I'll do a quick example here. Forgive me, I don't really know anything about organic chemistry, although I will try to speak about it here. So the slides will show up on the screen. As you can see, it asks me, do I want to customize the speech? Say yes. The other interesting thing about the project is that all of these transcriptions can also be transcribed into many languages, and you'll get this QR card, and people can log on their phones, tablets, or devices in the classroom and get the transcriptions locally on the devices in the same language or translated into a number of other languages. So you can see, if I go here, this is a lecture on stereochemistry, and I can come up to a slide that has, for example, interesting terminology like hybridized carbons or plane of symmetry, and you can see up here that we're getting these transcriptions perfectly accurate. And this is a slide I like because there's something here called particular mirror image molecules called enantiomers, and I'm fairly sure that things like enantiomers and stereoisomers are not things you'd find in the vocabulary of a common speech recognizer, but here it's critically important for transcribing your slides, and so as a result we're able to do a really good job. So that's been a demonstration of some of the things you can do with the custom speech service. Again, the PowerPoint presentation translator is available now for public download, and the CRIS service is also available for anyone to go and give a try. So hope you enjoyed that.